B-Pod Studios.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Select and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tuukka Rask on the ice in an optional skate, practicing with the Bruins today. That means he's back, right? Do we need any more evidence that free agent Tuukka Rask is now going to be a member of the Bruins in short order?
No, that's the way it's trending. The comments from Sweeney last week. If he wants to be a part of it, we want him to be a part of us. Yeah. It's up to him. He must be feeling pretty damn good.
So today is the 6th of December, and there was that report a week ago, and Sean McDonough said last week that he had spoken to Rask, and he said this during the broadcast going back to last week, and said that this week Rask would start skating 5 days a week, and that Rask hopes he can play as soon as early in January, and that he wants it to be with the Bruins. So, I mean, we'd sort of seen this already happening, where Rask was hanging around Warrior, he's skating there, he's working out there, all that stuff. Now he's just flat out there with the team, which would put him, I don't know, a couple of weeks out? That's it. That's it. Done deal. Tuukka in. Tuukka back to the Bruins. What are they going to do with Linus Ullmark? What are they going to do with that guy? What is going to happen here? By the way, now
that... the alternate and backup. I mean, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, by the way, I would also look for the Jake DeBrusk trade to happen this week. Are we going to assume that's going to happen in short order as well?
Hope so.
Marchand coming back. The suspension's coming to an end. It feels like this is going to be the week he gets moved. So something to keep an eye on there with the Bees. Tuukka Rask back on the ice practicing with the team today. The clearest sign yet that he will be returning to the Bruins. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Tony, who's calling from Canada. Tony.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, Tony. How you doing?
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Hey, Tony.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to ask you, based on the two games that the Pats are going to play with Buffalo, do you think it's going to be a split, or do you think one team will win outright both games?
I don't know. Well, first game's tonight.
I don't know either, but based on the way the two teams have played earlier in the season, I would have said, well, but Buffalo's going to win both those games, so you can't count on those.
I'll say this.
Now it seems like a split is the more likely scenario. Out of one team
sweeping, I'll say this.
Either team sweeping both, I'd say the split, just batting it around, is the most likely in my mind.
Patriots win tonight. I think they sweep Buffalo. Buffalo wins tonight. I think you split with Buffalo.
So you see the Patriots winning their home game no matter what, is what you're saying.
I do. Correct. You're playing well. You're playing at home. Win your home games. You know, it's your building. It's your crowd. You're in a tough spot tonight. On the road. Monday night football. Everything. This is their Super Bowl again. Big Brother's back. You know, number one seed coming in. And that's, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You hear a lot of that talk up here too with Buffalo. Like, well, if they could do this, and if they, I thought you're the favorite. You know, this is your division now. Now it feels like they're chasing you again. So Patriots are in a pretty good spot right now. Now, how do you go and how do you play? You know, I think your defense has to have a hell of a night. Oh, that's an obvious statement, right? Your defense has to ball tonight. I think you really got a ball tonight. I don't expect crazy things from the offense. I do expect some ball control, some short passing, running the football, field position type game. You could see a lot of punts in this game, a lot of back and forth, and you're just waiting to see who makes the first mistake. And I do think it's going to be Buffalo. I think it's going to be Josh Allen. I think they're going to I think they're going to let him see some things that he thinks are there that aren't there. And I think it's that underneath zone again where he's going to, you know, all of a sudden be able to hit digs on four straight or something, some spot routes. Here comes Beasley. And then all of a sudden here comes one of those ends that drops out and gets right in the lane and he throws a pick. I can see that happening. He threw for a ton of yards tonight. And, you know, it's sort of that bend but don't break type defense that they used to play here. So
Patriots win tonight. 538 says the Patriots' chances of making the playoffs if they win tonight is 98% if they win the game.
Wow.
98%. It's still pretty high if they lose. It goes down to 82%. So it's still good odds either way. Colin is in Dover. Hey, Colin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi.
Good, what's up?
So I am a lifelong Patriots fan, and that's not saying a lot since I'm only turning 18 next week. But in all the years that I grew up watching Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick go out there, I honestly don't think I've ever seen as cohesive an offense and defense as I have this year in terms of play, in terms of overall performance, and in terms of locker room culture. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the locker room culture is. I think, you know, your culture changes year by year, right? You have a couple guys leave, a couple guys come in. And why isn't he in school if he's just turning 18 next week? What's he doing calling a sports radio show in the middle of the day? Get your ass in school. Okay?
What is he doing? 17 years old. What are you doing?
Hello there.
How are
Hello
you calling
there.
Us? Maybe by the way,
my
thank
entire
you.
Football life as
thank
I sit here
listening.
And smoke my pipe.
Yes. Thank you for calling. Absolutely. Tremendous voice for a 17-year-old.
Yes, tremendous. He does.
Maybe he tested positive and can't leave the house.
That, he might
happens.
Be quarantined. Yes. He could be. Could be close contact. Sure, could have COVID.
Right. Yep.
Could be
cohesive, right? Okay. I mean, I understand what he's saying there because it was so Brady-heavy, right? Brady-centric. That Brady would carry the offense. It was Brady's offense where now it seems like
14?
Everyone's involved. Everybody's got a hand in it.
Like 2014 was a... And I feel bad for him because he has no recollection of the first three Super Bowl teams for the Patriots. None. He's 17 years old. So he's going to be 18 next week? Oh, my God. That means he was born. Oh, my God. He's so young. There's no recollection. He wasn't born.
For the Pats fan my whole life. I turn 18 next week.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it all.
Yikes. Yeah, he was born in 2003?
we're laughing going to breakfast this morning. If Gil was still alive and doing it again, this damn weather rains every time we're in Buffalo, this effing rain. Can't even. Oh, man. We had some fun this morning.
Let's go to, is this Bino in Providence?
Bino.
What's up, guys? I think...
is it Bino? Wait a minute. Is it Bino that gas pill?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Yes.
Come on.
Bino.
Come on. Get it together. Let's go. It's Monday night, man. Buffalo's so overrated. They're getting roasted tonight. They got no running game. Old, good-looking old man Emmanuel Sanders isn't getting deep. I don't know what the hell that guy was talking about earlier. And in my eyes, also, Patriots are really undefeated. They gave away every game this year. I know we talked about it a lot. However, that Dallas game, you can, like, legitimately say, oh, maybe, like, they lost that game. But if you look at time of possession, they get out-possessed, and they gave away a walk-in touchdown. Patriots are really undefeated.
Third 25 hurt.
Buffalo tonight. Buffalo ain't playing the Jets tonight, baby.
Fourth and four. So he wants us to be more fired up for tonight.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, listen. Great. Yeah. I mean, but the Patriots are undefeated now, by the way. I don't know if you caught that. They're basically undefeated.
What are you gonna do in your pregame show? Like, you're doing the pregame show before the pregame show here, sort of. Right?
Yeah. What do you mean?
So maybe that's where you really start to get the people fired up, Beetle. Like, let's go.
I don't think that's
Monday
what we
night.
Necessarily do, but sure. Yeah, no, we'll
Monday
be very
night,
fired up.
Monday night, baby. Yeah.
Help prevent
Gaspro coming hot.
With Beano, taken right before meals, it makes healthy gas-causing
Thank
foods
you.
Easier to digest. Take Beano before, and there'll be no gas.
Wish I had that before I got on the plane last night.
Oh, God. Were you a little gassy? Yes.
Yes. Ding.
Ding.
Yes.
That is correct.
I told them, don't give me the window.
Why?
Don't give me the window because I really don't want to get up because I can't step over the person. Then you got to go way up there in the front.
I thought it made you gassier for some reason.
Reese goes, I know what you had for lunch.
Did he?
Can you taste it?
Did he correctly identify it?
Tuxedo makes sense now.
Now the tuxedo.
You should see a snack bag that he brought.
What do you?
Hardy, he brought a snack bag.
Let me guess. Goldfish crackers.
It's a gallon Ziploc. It had a banana in it.
Go-Gurts.
It had like all this granola, grapes. Yep, a little yogurt stick, a cheese stick. I'm like, what are you saving your per diem? ESPN gives you. You're gonna pocket it all. So, the recline mode was in full effect yesterday. I said, I got the little guy behind me so I could put the seat all the way back. So I didn't feel bad, just jacking that seat back. So.
And he's decided to be like, oh, come on, Zoe. No, go ahead. Feel free.
No, he did. He said, I have a lot of room, Zoe. You can keep coming. I'm like, great. It's great. I love that guy. It's my favorite guy in the media. It is.
All right. Very good. We'll pick this up on the other side. 617-779-0985. More on those Bills weapons and why we need to root for the wind tonight. Root for the weather to be bad. Some thoughts on that call we just took. Also, Stephon Gilmore is talking a little bit about the Patriots and his injury. That's all on the way. Read and react at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right.
But it's
a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Get all the latest coverage on everything in Boston sports, including tonight's game between the Patriots and Bills, but also download our app. Tap that app, and thank you for streaming us. 617-779-0985. I'm at home. Zoe's in Buffalo. Hardy's in the Town Fair Tire Studios. That is the setup today.
I'm sorry. I'm so angry at T-Bone right now. He's been sitting on the best gambling story from Saturday night, and he didn't tell anybody.
Oh.
Do you want it?
Well, yeah, now that you've brought it up.
All right. We have a new sales assistant here. Beetle, you haven't met her yet because you haven't been here in a month.
Yeah.
Zoe, I think you met her. Alexis, she went to school with Tyler, right?
Same person?
Same person.
Alexis was given $50 to gamble with by her grandfather. Right?
Okay.
He says,
yeah.
Take this to the roulette wheel. Put it on 00 for me.
Put on.
She goes to the roulette table.
No
she says,
way.
I need to bet this. And the dealer's like, okay, sweetie. Well, here's how it works. She's like, I don't care about any of that. My grandfather gave me the $50 to bet on 00. Okay. Very placating. Patronizing.
No.
Not plagiarizing, as Zoe said to me on Saturday night. You're plagiarizing me right now. I said, no, I'm patronizing you right now. She put the $50 down on double.
How did I say that?
You said it at the party. She put, this is after the party is over. We all went out to gamble. She puts down there $1,850.
Oh, my God.
One spin, one
good
bet.
Good for her.
And she said, thank you.
Good job, Grandpa.
And I said, did you give the money to your grandfather? And like any good grandfather, took the money but gave her half. Like, okay, good for you.
That's awesome.
No way. Good for her. That's a great story.
And Tebow knew about this. Tebow knew what had happened on Saturday night, just failed to mention it at any point to any of us.
I forgot about it. She told me when we were leaving, so.
How do you forget that story?
I don't know.
That's like, you don't have a lot of stories. I mean, really, like, how many stories do you have?
So many
good
things happen to me over the course
make you
of my weekend.
Forget the best story of the night.
That was the whole rest of that night, and then a whole next day. Do you know how many cool stories
I bet it was your lone story from the night.
T-Bone.
We were together.
So wait, how many people were hanging out at that table and witnessed that all go down?
Well, it's Saturday night at Encore, so a ton, you know?
No, I mean from our office.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I heard about it from Schneekloth just now.
Got it. And T-Bone knew the story, too?
Yes.
Yeah, we ran into her when we were leaving.
Well,
me and Tom.
That's what I'm sort of getting into there. Were you hanging out with this new salesperson?
No.
Okay. Those are the things I was trying to discern from the story.
Of course not.
Marty, who was hanging out with
who? Of course not.
There you go.
No, that's my angle.
T-Bone was hanging out with Milliken and Milliken's girlfriend.
Oh, you know. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Some of us more than that.
So you're glad you went?
Ultimately, yes. I did have a good time. It took a little bit. I had to, you know, loosen myself up. But once I got loose, I thought it was a good time. I just slung him over my shoulder. It wasn't that bad.
I got people tweeting me. Your guy Alex shows up at our tailgates all sloppy down at Gillette.
Oh, I believe it.
Alex gets around. That's pretty good for him. Yeah. Work the crowd, baby.
Frequent emailer Tyler Campbell says you were getting ripped, Zoe, by TNR this morning.
Was I for what?
For being an attention seeker. This is, again, a description from Tyler.
Oh, boy.
He said Fred and Rich ripped Zoe for being an attention seeker and said he was way over the top at the party. Said everyone on Facebook had videos of him and he looked ridiculous. Now, again, I don't know if that's an accurate description of what was actually said. You know how that is until you hear it for yourself. Yep.
Well, maybe they should have went.
Inaccurate.
Inaccurate. I mean, T-Bone and I were both there, and between the two of us, are we fed up with Zoe's act at this point? T-Bone, is that fair to say?
Years ago, yes.
Years ago, right?
Yeah.
He was very entertaining on Saturday night. Everyone enjoyed
it. I tried.
On a scale of one to Zoe, it was like a four.
Yeah.
And
it was, thank you.
I think that it was a good time. It didn't go on for too long. It was just enough to make it a party. Zoe made it a party.
Anyway, here's what I did.
That's kind of
what I did. And I sat and I observed, and I just walk in and do all this. I thought there were periods throughout the point of the night where, I'm not going to say things got a little stale.
There were lulls.
Hey, the DJ's trying. People are trying to get people dancing, trying to get people feeling comfortable. So I just tried to give a little MC and get it going a little bit. And some people responded, some didn't. That's all. Just tried to jazz it up, do our thing, you know, have fun. I didn't do anything over the top.
Okay. Well,
shirt was on. It's fine.
Oh, good. No stage diving.
He would have
stayed on the stage.
No.
What?
What?
No.
No stage diving.
Thanks for having my back, though, guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it was fine.
What were they all snippy about this morning?
They weren't even
there. I don't know.
I know. I can't.
You know, I didn't see it on Facebook, so I don't know what it looks like there. But it's not always an accurate representation. People were laughing and enjoying. It was a good time.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Which of the did Rick go?
Schmatz?
Yeah, Rick was there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
of course.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yep. Great leadership by him.
Absolutely. Note from Neil Collins, frequent emailer. Neil Collins' email of the day here.
Mm-hmm.
A Monday night football note, which does not bode well for the Patriots. Home teams this season have had a decided advantage on Monday night football. Home teams this year have gone 11-1. The only loss being the Seattle Seahawks without Russell Wilson.
Wow.
11-1.
That's unbelievable.
Another one. Against
that's unreal.
Against the spread, they're 9-3. So they're winning at a ridiculous rate, but they're also covering.
That's insanity.
Home favorites, 8-0 this season.
Didn't we do this with the Thursday night numbers? At one point, like the road teams were always winning the Thursday night games, where you would think that the home team, especially on a short week, like a 2-day week, would have a massive advantage over the team that had to travel and lose a whole day. Not so the case. That's weird. I think it's just look at the schedule. Which team's better?
Now there,
yeah, an interesting thing about the bye. Remember how we were talking Friday with, I think it was with Phil maybe, about how the bye may not be
the advantage. Like the bye.
I know it's been a big point of yours though, that sometimes coming out of the bye it can be sort of hard to get back into the swing of things. Road teams this year. What's that? Sorry.
Takes you a while to get going.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bye.
This doesn't apply to tonight's game, but road teams coming off a bye on Monday Night Football are, well, like every road team, they're 0-3. So three times has a road team been coming off the bye for this game, and they lost all three times.
Wow.
But 11-1, the home teams on Monday Night Football.
Not a lot of upsets, but I think back to week one this year, the Raiders beating the Ravens. That was an upset. I don't think anyone saw that one coming. You know, Packers or the Lions, mild upset there. Lions certainly showing something here recently.
Mild upset.
But Cowboys, Chargers, Ravens did get a win against the Colts later on. Titans squeaking one out against the Bills. Saints over the Seahawks. Seahawks have lost twice on Monday Night Football. What? Is that Seahawks have played twice on Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been in prime time a lot for a bad team this year. Its schedule comes out. They're expecting them to be good. That's why.
Yeah, because Washington beat them also. Yeah. And the Bucks covering against the Giants. So, yeah, the 9-3 against the spread is the more impressive number there, I think. But 11-1 for the home team, that is oof. Oof.
Did you guys watch Brady yesterday?
A little bit.
In the early game?
Yeah.
You got Brady and Atlanta. Like, they struggled to put Atlanta away. You know, I mean, I know he had great numbers, but it never felt like, you know, they're ready to explode. And, you know, hey, they're still winning games, whatever it is. But just keep winning games. Keep us winning games.
Well, let's get to read and react and cover some of the things that happened in the NFL over the weekend. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
We're going to create down the Cathedral of Boston.
And react.
What's up? What the question was?
With Solak and Bertrand.
Is that my daughter?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sorry.
Read and react. All right, boys. Read and react time. Everybody ready?
Hold a second.
Oh, my God.
Not ready.
Okay, so it's not ready. Okay, now he's ready. By the way, I just want to put this out there right now at the start of Read and React. Yeah. I absolutely smoked the parlay yesterday. I absolutely destroyed it with my pick of the Raiders against Washington football team.
Yeah, we had every other game.
We had a chance there late, and the Raiders blew it.
Yeah, and surprisingly, the team that didn't blow it, or the pick that didn't blow it, was the Lions. We're trying to.
Right.
They were trying to give it away, down four, with a few seconds left. But they came through like the heroic champions that they are. All right, here we go. Raider
they
Act
sure did.
Here we go.
All right. Real quick, before we
Beatles start.
Okay, well, you can't do that.
Boy.
What?
Okay.
No, real quick, what?
I had a sponsor. Oh, Read and React is brought to you by UFOS, made with UFOM technology and designed for support active recovery. UFOS footwear absorbs impact so your body doesn't have to. Learn more at UFOS.com.
Now can we go?
Okay. Yeah.
Read.
Beatles starting to blip.
React.
Bucks beat the Falcons, as we were discussing, 30-17. Two touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski. He talked about his connection with Tom Brady.
We go way back, back in the heyday with that connection. I mean, we've been working on that since, you know, 2010 together. and it definitely, you know, paid off there. And I would say that second touchdown definitely brought it back to the heyday with the fade. He gave me an audible, and I wasn't supposed to have a fade, but he saw it, and just reminds me of the heydays with us.
Say heyday nine more times.
A lot of heydays.
You don't even know what a heyday is.
I would also like to try and isolate Rob Gronkowski saying audible. If we can just go back to maybe just that portion of it, please.
I would say that second touchdown definitely brought it back to the heyday with the fade. He gave me an audible.
Couldn't say audible.
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 Oh, he gave me an audible.
Yeah. Dan has great football intelligence. Great football intelligence.
The audible. Yeah, no, congratulations, you two. Brady and Gronk.
They look good.
Down in Tampa. And by the way, this, I think yesterday reaffirms that Gronk is far more important to that offense than Antonio Brown is. As this was a discussion point going back a few weeks, the Bucs have gotten right with Gronk back on the field. And now there are these reports, though, that AB might get cut down there after faking his vaccination record. Do you buy that?
That's up to Tom, right?
See,
that's up to Tom.
GM Tom Brady is not going to allow that to happen.
I'd be surprised if that happened.
He's going to need him on a 3rd and 4, 3rd and 7 here and there. He's not getting cut.
Nope.
He gave me an audible.
Okay.
Imagine how fresh his legs will be in 2 weeks. You know.
Moving on.
Brady's job is to win games.
I ran into a hard thing last night, but go ahead.
React.
Chiefs over the Broncos 22-9 last night. Patrick Mahomes asked what this win means for the team.
I know you watch ESPN a lot, and you hear us all the time talking about it. Are the Chiefs back? Are the Chiefs back? We keep debating, and no one can figure it out. So I'm going to ask you, are the Chiefs back?
I mean, we're winning a lot of football games. I'll say that. We're right where we want to be at. With a defense playing like this, if our offense can find who we are, we're going to be a hard team to beat.
He might be onto something there.
He's right.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're gonna count him out just because they didn't look good. He's still Patrick Mahomes. He still has some real good receivers. Ugh.
They just don't look right for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. Whether it's
offensively
a
or defensively,
Andy. Offensively, Andy Reid looks frustrated calling plays. Looks like he's yelling at the guys. Like, I don't know if they're right spots and. Do they? And this is what happens, too, when you have too much free form within your offense and you allow him sort of play some of that playground ball where you run around and just, you know, just try and make plays. And it's carried them so many other things. They have difficulty scoring. And at some point, it's going to come. It really is. Like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, that's a team that you can't really count out of it because we thought they would get right. They're going to figure things out. They're going to get healthy. And they're going to go on a roll. They're rolling. He's right. They're winning a lot of games. They're sitting there with 4 losses. They were under 500, too, earlier in the season. So they got it right.
All right.
That's not perfect, but they're right.
But a hooker on his back, I almost lost it, Bob.
I know. Seriously, I know. What? I know. I know.
React.
All right, some Pittsburgh rumors about the future of Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers. He was asked about the reports after the game.
Well, I haven't told everybody that. You know, honestly, we just got done with this game. I'm exhausted. And we play in a couple hours, it feels like. And so that's my focus. My focus is on Minnesota and what we have to do to get ready. I'll address any of that stuff after the season. I've always been a one game at a time, one season at a time person, and I'm going to stay that way.
This is such nonsense.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you it's nonsense. You know why? Do you know where I think that story came from yesterday? Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. He's going to have this farewell tour now. You know,
limping around on one leg.
Right. Yeah. Close friends, people within the organization, blah, blah, blah. What? And all those people got back to Schefter? Stop it. That's from Roethlisberger's camp. That's what that is. He wants a little bit of a goodbye. He wants a little smoochy from the fans on his way out the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he wants. He wants everyone to kiss his ass. And so that's what he's going to get.
Thanks for the memories.
All right, moving on.
Big Ben looked good yesterday.
React.
The Lions.
Every time I hear that now, I think of Tyler.
There is a strong association with Milliken on that one.
Well, that's kind of what it's there for.
It works.
Yep.
The Lions won. Dan Campbell addressed the team in the locker room after the last-second victory yesterday over the Vikings.
To say that I'm proud of you would be a major understatement. Gentlemen, that's the way to just fight one more time. And it pays dividends. You know what we did? We found a way to win today when we had to do it. We found a way. And, man, we'll talk about the game, but all that later. But let me tell you something, man. It's hard to win in this league, man. It's hard, but that's what makes it that much more special. I'm so proud of you guys, all right? Man, let's not forget these families over here that we were representing today.
So there we go. He also, very classy move. When he started his post-game press conference, he dedicated the game ball and the win to the victims of the Oxford High School shooting tragedy. So he made it wasn't just like a passing comment. He listed the names of all the victims and kind of put everything in perspective. And I mean, it's impossible not to goof on the guy for the things that he said, as you know, going back to the preseason and stuff. But there are times when you look at him, the way he behaved in the postgame, the way he embraced Jared Goff, you know, whether is that right there, what he said in the immediate aftermath of the win when he stepped up to the podium. I get it. I get it why people still like him.
I was going to say, Hardy, I was expecting him to, like, embarrass himself there, and there's nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing.
Not a damn thing from him yesterday. People on the honest meter.
Yeah. Football people like him. Like, he sounds like a football guy. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, media's going to rip him. We're going to have fun with him. But,
well, during the game, there were some Lions fans that certainly wanted him fired late in that one.
Oh, yeah. I think there are Lions fans who probably still want him fired, but I don't think they... I don't think they look at him like as a total clown. I think that he has enough redeeming qualities and he does enough things worthy of respect. Even the team is 1-10-1. You don't like much about the football team beyond yesterday's victory and maybe the tie. Right.
Well, the cupboard was left pretty bare, wouldn't you say?
I loved it at some point toward the end of that game yesterday. I was watching it on Red Zone. They said, Jared Goff. They went out and got him. You know, this is what he's here for. I'm like, no, they didn't. That's what they got back so that they could have a quarterback when they said,
I heard that.
Finally, to Matthew Stafford, you don't have to be here anymore. We don't want you to quit football like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson had to. We will trade you. They didn't go out and get Jared Goff.
By the way, I heard that too, Hart. I'm thinking, wow, did you lose track of the process of how he got there? Like, Stafford.
You remember
was
who the quarterback was last year? I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Oh, they went out and got Goff. Okay.
Yeah, not really.
Well, no, that's not
all. Not really. Yeah. But by the way, Mike Zimmer, that guy is long overdue for getting
fired
in Minnesota. He's in trouble. He should have been in trouble 2 years ago.
Yep.
And now he's out there losing to the Lions. If I were Minnesota, I'd fire him last night. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
I would have said, you're not coming home with the team. We're done with you.
All right, that does it for Read and React.
All right.
With the Doors, we're a rock band, and today? We're really good.
React.
Oh.
What?
No, I don't remember doing
the Doors Christmas album.
Hey. Whoa. That sounded good.
What's that?
That sounded like
already on the bleep bleep.
Short circuit at the funeral parlor. Everything all right over there?
Yeah. Flowers just arrived. Smells good in here.
The what arrived?
Flowers.
Guess the flowers.
Oh, the flowers.
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 Guest book. They put that out.
All right. Let's get back some of your calls. 617-779-0985. We'll do that next.
Cold in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What'd I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Your thoughts on tonight's game, Patriots-Bills. We'll go to John, who's in Woburn. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hi.
I think tonight, if the Patriots are going to win this game, they need to slow down Stephon Diggs. They can't let him get wide open after that quick first step that he has. And if they can slow him down to where he gets open after 3-4 moves, that'll give Judon and the front a good enough time to get after Josh Allen or make him scramble. And also, I was listening this morning, and it sounded like Fred was a little butthurt that Zoe was getting so much praise for being the talk of the party last night, but I think it's just because Fred hates fun, and he said something like, if he was to do that, that he would be all over social media, like, getting ragged on, but Zoe was getting, like, praise for it.
I think there's a private hate there.
No, there was a comment, and I think Fred was spot on. If Fred had gotten up on the mic and started, rapping along with songs and stealing the mic away from other people and all that stuff, it would be indicative of, what's happening with Fred? He's having some kind of an episode here. But with Zoe, it was just, it was Zoe being Zoe. So, yeah, there is a... it's a great...
At least there's a prior pattern.
That applies to a lot of things, Hardy.
Yeah. For a lot of people, not just
Fred's
Fred.
Not wrong. Fred's not wrong.
If I had grabbed the mic and started doing that, people would say, "What's happening with Hardy? What's wrong with him?"
Right. Yeah. We have an update here in Buffalo, guys.
What's up?
So I'm just drawing back the curtain because I want you to take a look at this American flag behind me. My windows
are
now rattling,
dangling, and swinging in front of the camera. What are those?
Trapeze.
Are those the rods?
Fun things.
Those are huge.
Put your hands in
here.
Oh,
my God. The depth is odd because it looked like they were in front of you. I'm like, where are those hanging from?
You're going to hang like this?
Wow.
Going to do this stuff with it?
Looks like Marty Seinfeld is
right here hanging around.
You let some workout equipment in your room.
You could put your hands in there while you're doing the mattress trick thing.
Yeah. But the wind is whipping. It's picked up noticeably here. Seventh floor windows are shaking. So.
Can we see the flag one more time? Just pull that back one more time. There's a flag in the distance.
That's what he was pointing out.
Right there. Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Windy. Windy in Buffalo.
Whipping.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for that, Zoe.
Hope he has a strong arm tonight.
Well, that's what I'm... I mean, listen. If they can't throw the ball...
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm not. If either team can't throw the ball, and you've got to keep it on the ground, Patriots are going to win this game, no problem.
I agree.
I'm rooting for that win.
I'm anxious. This is as anxious I've been to watch a warm-up as I have in years, because I think it tells you a lot. It does. I think you're going to see the field goal. What's the range? That's going to affect third down, fourth down, third and five. Do we set it up to where we pick up three because we're going to go for it on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal? We're not going to punt. It affects a lot of things. It affects how, the way you call the game, like the stuff down the boundary. Those passes down deep and 20 yards, those aren't high percentage throws in win like this. And I think that does benefit New England.
You know, Josh Allen.
I think
Allen,
they do have a more.
Yeah.
I think New England. Josh Allen's got a cannon. He'll be fine, trying to throw the ball through what he wants to throw through tonight. But I think your controlled passing game, that intermediate passing game, the bread and butter, right over the center, between the numbers, 10 yards in front of you, that benefits New England.
Yeah. No, I mean, if he can't throw, if that's going to be an issue in terms of just completing passes and sort of taking what's there, that's going to wreak havoc on this entire game. He completed 70% of his passes last year against the Patriots, which was a far cry from the way he looked the year before against the Pats. So I think if you're the Patriots, you root for that win. You hope you go out there in warm-ups, and you hope that it is 40-mile-an-hour winds. If that's a possibility now. I know these forecasts have varied quite a bit. You go to that hourly on weather.com. How accurate is that? Does anyone know? Is that thing true?
Pretty accurate. Hold up? I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it says the winds are going to top out like in the high, 25, 27 miles an hour.
But it feels like it's a little more than that right now.
Yeah, I feel like the lead up and build up to this game has been, from the forecasting perspective, that it's going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
And as I said right off the top today.
I have it for you in pregame. Yeah.
Can they throw the ball? Are they able to throw the ball? Is J.C. Jackson going to be able to cover Diggs? You know, big game for J.C. Jackson, too, in terms of the prove it type of game. It's a guy that he's had trouble with.
Well, you go out and you play well tonight, and you roll, and you control that game from start to finish. Imagine the talk starting tomorrow.
Oh.
And that's what's in front of you. So,
absolutely.
A lot at stake here tonight.
All right, let's get to the headlines. 90 seconds, and we are back here on Zolak and Bertrand on game day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.